It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, wandering, etc. reporter. Hey, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, we start off with a rather sad note. The Park Avenue shooting last week in New York had local connection. Wesley Mittman LaPatna, who has a summer home in Salisbury, was one of the victims. This was the case of this man who allegedly came to New York from Las Vegas because of he wanted to attack the NFL offices because of his history in football, is what the news sources have said. And poor Mrs. LaPatna happened to be in the lobby at that wrong time. She was one of the four victims. The suspect was also then later killed himself. There's a long history here with the family. For those who remember Barbara and Frank Roth, they were part of the Barbara Roth was she was an incredible real estate agent and very much promoted Judaism. She and her husband started the Jewish Community Foundation or group and she could always be found as in these ecumenical groups when there were talks. She would represent the Jewish population. But my connection to this woman was that she was the first summer intern at the Lakefield Journal when she was in high school. And she was an incredibly brilliant, self-starting, motivating young woman. And she started, she was the first one for that program. She was, as I say, she was in high school. She went on to Yale and worked at Goldman Sachs and then Blackstone.
Where did she go to high school? In the city?
Horace Mann.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So for those of us at the Journal who remember her, you know, it's
I would think that there are a myriad connections on.
Yeah. Well, there is a Burton Road Home Association, and Jim Sock sent out a note. He's head of it. They were neighbors. The Heverett in Great Barrington, as you mentioned, sent out something. Of course, Yale and Blackstone, and so anyway, it's a very, very sad connection to the northwest corner this week. Okay, the wakecraft vote.
You can say bye-bye to your wave, huh?
Yep.
Wave to the wave.
Wave to the wave went down in waves.
do you think, was there any sense at all that someone might turn around and get legally involved to try and put this back in place? Or
always a possibility, yeah. but I have not heard anything. It was so strongly defeated in all three towns. I mean, you know.
Overwhelming would be the word you would look
overwhelming.
For.
Overwhelming. The count was 490-something to 96. I mean, we're talking pretty strong.
Generally.
If somebody did decide to do it legally, Mike, I dare say they would just be, it's like, okay, great.
Well, generally the question is, what percentage of the voting population really showed out on this thing? Do you know roughly?
Well, I think there are, 2,000 voters in Kent.
Uh-huh.
So, and we're talking 600.
Interesting. I'm always interested in those because it's like the Region 1 budget, you know, when it goes up or down. Even if there's a real contentious year, the amount of people that actually show up in most of the towns is really a thin amount of people who would show up for normal elections.
But can I just say that in terms of common, you know, just like a regular person watching this thing, first there wasn't enough room for the people who wanted to say no, and then they put it to referendum, and then people came to say no. So if anyone doesn't understand that it's right now, no, they probably have their own agenda or needs.
Well, no, that's a place where I ask about going to court over, because everything can be, as we know, taken to court and overturned, and those are the kind of specs that sometimes play in where someone might say, well, you know, it really was this small percentage of the community that came out, the rest of the people, and this will be said no matter how much publicity is out there, didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah. Age old,
That's right. That's the one we always go to. I had no idea.
No idea.
There was something else. Is Wake Robin this week, or did we?
Yeah, I think it's coming up this week. Yeah, I think maybe tonight.
I think it's later this week. All right.
I don't think it's that much later.
We'll figure it out.
Just on that note, Mike, it was everybody talked about how many. Glossy mailings were sent out for this wakeboard. So if you didn't know what was happening, you never got your mail for the last month. Because
more to the point, somebody...
Or, you know, a lot of times, like me, it's glossy, I automatically throw it in the bin.
That's
not necessarily something to be proud of.
I have one that was sent out from a real estate company to me about, you really want to see and buy this house at $15 million. And I thought, well, do you have two?
Yeah, but again, if it is glossy, as you pointed out last week, Mr. Flint, they spent money on it.
Well, of course.
Well,
there had to be a lot of money.
That's right.
Well,
and that's Ruth's point.
Another interesting thing about that, too, to look at is a lot of people don't realize when you now go to a referendum status, when you spend in excess of $1,000, you have to start filing reports with the Elections Commission as you're trying to influence a vote with what you're doing. That's very specific under the laws.
Mm.
So it gets interesting at times that people put these things out and there are little signs on the road and even bumper stickers in the case of the
Wake Robin.
And oddly enough, it all has to do with zoning regulations and...
Yeah, it is also small. I mean, you'll forgive me, but I am interrupting, and I apologize. But it's like it has everything to do with intent and what the purpose of whatever the proposal. You know, because you can always get resistance. It's just how you want to approach it. You know, it's like you. Is something
how you want to resist? That's
exactly.
Right.
Is it a good idea?
Protest.
I mean,
and
obviously,
lay in the middle of the lake. No, lay on the beaches and don't let them in. anyway,
can we just because it's we're right smack in the middle? Can we check? Is Wake Robin tonight or?
I don't know. I will check on that while we move to some other stuff here as well. So
yeah, they're usually on Mondays, but honestly, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's typically
it would be last night.
No. Yeah, it would. Let's see. I'll have to check that. What I wanted to look at is we're talking about things going on is the changes with the railroad days things, because part two is coming around shortly.
Yeah.
So
that's next week.
That's this coming week.
And this past weekend we had the Hotchkiss Library Literary Scene.
Yeah.
As always, that was a favorite. I used to always sit with Marshall at that one.
Right. We would see all of the lions, so to speak.
Yeah.
The literary lions.
Yeah, and that was a full 3-day event this year
And they did have the crafts fair on the green.
Yep.
By the
yep. They,
and it looked, I have to say from my passing through, it looked like it was a pretty... You know, it looks pretty well attended.
Not as well as in past years. A little lighter.
I think last year it rained so badly there were four people. So,
but
I was comparing
to that. Library thing. They had 28 authors. It really was packed full. It was a beautiful evening. As finally, you know, most of these have been rained out or rained on last year. This one was started out in the library, stuffed people in, and they had to crawl over each other, and they finally went out to the tent, but it was soggy. This year was a beautiful night, and everybody was able to freely roam.
We had to rain the night before, I think.
Yeah. So I spoke with several authors, all kinds of interesting books, ranging from, of course, mystery to politics to kids' books to you name it. It's amazing how many authors come, and they love it. And as you said, Mike, this year, they also had afterwards dinners. There were 8 dinners hosted by local people with an author at each dinner, and people could come and sit and chat. And then on Saturday was the page to plate event. They had several chefs/authors come talk to the audience.
That's right.
Some made, talked about recipes and things. I happened to be there when Chris Morocco and Jesse Sheehan were there talking about how to make the perfect chocolate chip cookie. That was good.
Ooh.
Yeah. Everybody loves those.
Did you get some or make them? Yeah.
Nope. Didn't get any. And then I strolled over, as you said, to the Arts and Crafts Fair. There were Matt Meddy, who runs it from Park and Rec, said it was just under 50 vendors there. It was a beautiful day. Everybody, commented on that. But the crowds were just not where they used to be. There were days when you could barely fit yourself on the green at the clothesline event. But nonetheless, the funds for that go towards programs for Park and Recreation in Sharon. And then next week, this coming, we have sidewalk sale days in Kent. Lots of activities. It kicks off on Friday with the huge tag sale at St. Andrews, and if you have never seen a crowd gather for a tag sale, boy, oh boy, they're lined up way down the block. And then, of course, there are kids' things and all sorts of other activities for people who want to come. And so busy times all around.
Did you, Norfolk is not your beat, right?
No.
But Mike, do you have any idea how that turnout was?
No, I do not.
All right. And have you discovered anything about the Wake Robin?
Legal notice. Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing on special permit application by Aridef for
Monday,
hotel
August.
Redevelopment of
it's
the Wake Robin
5.
Inn on Tuesday, so. August 5th, 6:30.
Oh, so that's tonight.
Tonight.
Now we can...
Everything is Zoom with zoning. They do nothing in person.
Nothing in person anymore.
No.
So now, how about the North Cana Railroad Days, the second part? Since they've separated, the first one is called... Nights, Summer Nights in Canaan, I think it is.
Yeah.
And now August 7th through the 10th, they're having what's being billed as North Canaan Railroad Days.
This is the focusing just on pretty much on railroads.
Yeah, because Thursday they've got Community Picnic, Canaan Union Depot.
Yeah.
On Friday they have somebody playing the accordion. I'll be right there for that.
Oh, that's Paul Remuda. That's great.
And there's a series of events, including
giving tours and
train museum,
railroads.
Yeah, Douglas Library has events going on. Saturday is kind of the same kind of thing. Lots of little stuff going on. There's going to be a free movie on Sunday night at the Colonial Theater. They're going to be showing Madagascar 3. But there's a lot of little stuff. But, best thing to do is go to NorthCananEventsCommittee.org to get all the information. So it seems to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is when they'll be having the events. And so this is totally different from what's been done in the past.
The Norfolk folks, as you said, go to the website and see which events you'd like to attend.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes for a lot of them there. But
right.
They have a very well-developed website, the North Canaan Events Committee. So, again, that's part two of Railroad Days.
Yep.
Different from what it's been in the past.
All in one.
Yeah, all in one. It's been split into two and shortened up days-wise, too, I think, because it used to be like 2 full weeks.
Mm.
And this time it's been like Wednesday to Saturday.
Which is probably when most
or,
of the people...
Thursday to
Sunday. Do they have fireworks
Sunday.
At the end of this one?
No.
That was the last time.
It was the last time.
Fireworks was on the first one.
That goes along with the fireman's parade and the chicken barbecue.
Yeah, that's the one where there's a lot of activities. This one's a little more targeted.
But the thing about these activities was these were the ones that were done during the week and kind of got buried.
No, not really. Some of them are different. Mm-hmm. The stuff they had going on during the week before was, you know, stop in here and get a balloon or a free popcorn, or but they this one's really focusing on railroad type things.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
Those for
there.
Those railroad
aficionados. Of course, then you know they have that big gaping.
Janet was one. We will see
that big gaping hole in the depot without the brewery there. I'm not sure if anybody's going into that or not. Did anybody hear anything? Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Not. No. That I've heard, they certainly want something to fill that space.
Yeah, that's a lot of space there.
It's a huge space, and you know, it's a perfect place for a restaurant. And that fire just destroyed that effort, and it's never come back.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But the museum is in there, the Railroad Museum, which is really sweet. If you haven't been there, it's a great place to visit, and of course. Paul Ramuni and his accordions are on the other end.
That's right. There you go.
I guess Mike needs to...
I'm sorry what I said, Paul, about the accordion.
You should be.
Yeah. He'll get you.
Yeah.
We'll work on him.
It'll be in time.
We'll work on softening the flint-like edges.
Be driving around and an accordion will come out of the sky at me.
Probably. Windshield, and the sound. They used to be called squeeze boxes. The sound.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That song,
Mama's got a squeeze box.
Okay.
It was the Who. Anybody else?
Boy, we're going off target now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, what's going on here? Not much.
Yeah, well, it's summer.
A lot of busy all around because Mellerton's got another event. Oblong Books is celebrating 50 years in business.
So they're
throwing a big party that goes along and coincides with Mellerton having walk through Mellerton event as well. So there's going to be a lot down there this coming weekend.
It's a big deal, and it's just like and they're making it. And everybody's kicking it, but the Oblong connection is just making it absolutely, lovely and evocative of what a fun fair, quote, used to be. So, great.
We also had the Lakeville Journal Street Fair this past weekend.
Did you get up there?
I did not. I was in Sharon.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I went that way. I don't know which way Mike went.
No, well, I was going to go up there because I wanted to work on some of my equipment at the church, but suddenly it hit me that was going on. I said, I'm not going there now because I won't find a parking place. So I don't know what happened either.
Yeah, I was not there, but I'm sure it was a success.
I'm sure it was.
I have no doubt.
So,
all right.
Because
so.
Everybody had good weather this past weekend.
Oh, it was
ridiculously
beautiful. Everybody
good,
really
you know?
Lucked out.
If we could have had this the other weekend.
Go forward. Don't go backwards.
Hopefully next weekend will be good for Kent and for Norfolk and Millerton and whatever.
Everybody having a party. Mm-hmm. Anything else we should be aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
All right, well.
But, things happen.
Extended forecasts not being worth the paper they're printed on or whatever.
I heard it different.
It's looking fabulous for next weekend.
Yeah, fabulous.
We like fabulous.
Fabulous, yes. Okay, well, let's be fabulous and be fabulously on our way out the door then.
All right, well, with that, we thank... How can I resist that invitation, Ruth? With that, we thank you very much. Ruth Epstein. Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, wandering reporter. And we will talk to you next week on Robin Hood Radio.